So the question now arises, what is your real beauty? It is in this context that Sri Krishna says that your duty is a very limited idea. It is an infant's idea that you are confined to a small field and therefore that is what you have to do. Sarva karmani, there is no limit to it. All actions, you are actually called upon to do all actions. There is no such thing that this is your duty and that is not your duty. One of the messages of Sri Krishna to Arjuna was, do not think in small terms of your duty. Although from the point of duty you should fight, but that is not all. It's only one point of view. But you are actually called upon to do the action according to the Divine's will. And the Divine's will is always loka sangraha, the totality of the people and the solidarity, which has no limits. Your action is total action. In whichever way you are turned to the universe, in whichever way the threads of your life are tied to the world, in all those fields is your action. This is the first aspect of the teaching and relevance of the Gita's teaching. The second aspect is it possible to act and not to be lost in mere movement of action? Normally, psychologically, when you are acting, you become confined to action to such an extent that you become bound by action. Karma bandhana. Now, if your field of action has expanded so much, your field of bondage also becomes expanded. And the modern man is therefore burdened with a tremendous sense of bondage. So, Sri Krishna's teaching is that even when you do action and yet you become free, is it possible? That is why, while you extend your field of action, which is necessary, this other knowledge which Sri Krishna gives, that you should be free from all action, even while doing action, that teaching is the most important message. And Sri Krishna's teaching is basically that even while doing full action, you can be completely free when you realize the law of sacrifice. And when you know that the Lord is the doer, and when your will is joined with the Divine's will, and when that action flows through you, then even when the action is done, and the full action is done, and Divine's action is always full action, loka sangraha. So even the loka sangraha action proceeds from you and through you, it only flows through you and you are free from all the burden. The Lord Himself is the doer. Now this is the real message of the Bhagavad Gita. And this is what has been explained in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.